All right, good morning. Desert Vista Tuesday Big Band. Welcome to the 2015 NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Nick Manson. I'll be one of the three adjudicators for your set, and I'm looking forward to hearing you folks play for us.
This is the Desert Vista High School.
Have a great set.
Big Band, directed by Michael Krill.
Okay, guys, so right off the bat, it's really nice. But the big thing I just noticed is the tempo you're at right now is not the one that your director counted off. You went a little soft on it. You're on the back side of that. So it's really, really important when your band director's counting that tempo off that you're, like, feeling that tempo right through your body so you're ready to, like, go right where he puts it. I'm always in favor of, with a big band, of pushing a tempo a little bit if you have to, rather than pulling back, because pulling back always has this kind of sensation that's a little bit of a letdown. It's nice that we're relaxed, but now we're relaxed so much. Now to the soloist, you know, this tune is actually the same as set of changes as So What. So should really be listening a lot to, like, Cannonball's solo that he played on that classic recording for more ideas. Intonation's pretty good. Tends to be a little better on the unison lines than on the chordal parts. So guys are sounding great. I wish there was just a little more intensity, and that doesn't mean louder, that doesn't mean faster. It just means a little more committed to the groove. I feel like everybody's kind of so relaxed on the backside of this that forward motion is just kind of being denied. But I gotta tell you, I do like the overall volume levels. I can hear everything clearly. Nice. Same thing for this tune. For the trumpet player, you got Miles, this classic solo to play over these set of changes and explore. Even though we're on the back half, I do like this feel. You guys have a lot of right stuff going. Just a little bit of tension in a couple of these areas that I mentioned would just take you to that next level. Nice dynamics here. Yeah. section right there just seems a little lack a little chutzpah. Mostly out of the drums. I just kind of felt like he's just a spectator keeping time through there. Even though we're nearing the end, you gotta keep the intensity up. Don't let it down. It ain't over until it's over. Okay, nice. Drummer man, I kind of felt like you didn't know what was happening at the end there. But nice recovery. So these type of passages, we've got to be really, really picky about our intonation. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on without looking at the charts, but I hear a lot of discrepancy in bass notes and piano chords. Not sure what that is about. you know, for the bassist, for hearing bass players that walk really nice lines on electric bass, check out Steve Swallow. There's not much articulation going on. I feel like the bass line is the equivalent to a saxophonist or trumpet player tonguing every note. There's really no difference, you know, in articulation going on. Right there, see that, just being that little bit out of tune there, just on the trumpets, or that kind of takes that those couple of chords, instead of making them really beautiful, it makes them kind of stretched out and they kind of lack of clarity. But overall, really good job, guys. You know, I wish there was just a little more intensity coming from the rhythm section, a little more, and more like not in volume, not in speed, but just more committed to like really playing a groove. I love this tune. I haven't heard this since I was a kid. Yeah, this is a funny thing always. Once we get into playing straight eights with this generation, all of us, our confidence level just goes way up. That's a great feel coming out of the rhythm section. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean we can't do the other style of music. It just means we need to listen more and really, really, practice those other styles and become more knowledgeable about them. A little flat on the flugel. I don't know how much piano you can hear up there. Okay, now this unison section of the saxes, again, this is what I'm talking about. It feels really, when you got all these long notes, you have to give some life to them. Da, 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 da. Some passion. Okay, so here's the funny thing with this. Now, when we're playing a groove that we have a lot of confidence in, we're kind of going monodynamic the other way. We're not taking advantage of like being able to come back down stuff. We're keeping, because we're confident of where it is, we're kind of playing one level now. We're kind of playing this mezzo forte and just sticking with it. All All right, pianist, like that cut off right there. You have to remember, when you're a part of the section like that, you need to cut off the same. You have to start thinking, like with the brass, like, are they going to release on the and of three, the and of four, on four? That's what makes those type of dynamic type of things, when we, those subtle little nuances, what makes that really, really startling for the listener, gives that exciting. Like, this is Phrygian here, scale-wise. You really should know that Phrygian scale. Phrygian scale is really important one to know to play this. I just feel like this section could always have more life than what's going on right now. know, probably the percussion is a little loud. Yeah, drums, I just feel like you didn't kick it. I didn't feel like that kicked any much more than what you had going previous, and I was really expecting it to, like, really just boom, you know? But good job. Overall, I enjoyed your set, guys.